And he said unto him, O, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, O, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my Lord. Behold, now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. O, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. Then Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, O, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. Absalom said moreover, O, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And David longed and said, O, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, O, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And David longed, and said, O, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate. O, that my grief were throughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. O, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. Wherefore then hast thou brought me forth out of the womb? O, that I had given up the ghost, and no eye had seen me! But O, that God would speak and open his lips against thee! O, that my words were now written! O, that they were printed in a book! O, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat! O, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me! If the men of my tabernacle said not, O, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. O, that one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O, save me for thy mercy's sake. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. O, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion! When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men! O, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion! When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. And I said, O, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. O, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. O, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. O, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. O, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him. O, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. O, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate.